Deemed supplies are in existence basically as an anti-avoidance strategy. Deemed supplies require a trader to account for output tax even though there is no regular supply. In other words, even though there is no supply for consideration to a third party. Now, as I mentioned before, deemed supplies are effectively a type of anti-avoidance system used by customs, and they effectively cover two types of avoidance. The first type is where a taxable business buys something, recovers the input tax, and then puts those items to a non-business use. If those items had been bought for a non-business use in the first place, input tax would not have been recoverable. The second scenario is to do with exempt businesses. So businesses that make exempt supplies cannot recover input tax in full. It is to prevent them from getting a full input tax recovery that they would not normally achieve. Deemed supplies apply in certain situations, the first of which is where goods and services are bought for business purposes but are then supplied free for private consumption. Effectively, what happens is that the input tax originally claimed on the purchase is clawed back by an output tax charge. The second situation is where petrol or diesel for motor cars is purchased by a business but then supplied to the employee of that business at a low price that is below cost. Now, what happens here is that output tax is charged on the supply using a fixed standard scale. We will look at this in more detail later. The final scenario is where a business is registered for VAT but is now going to deregister. Any goods held by the business on deregistration are treated as deemed supplies if those goods basically had input tax recovered on them originally. Self-supplies operate in a very similar way to deemed supplies. The self-supply legislation basically ensures that there is no VAT saving in a situation where the input tax should have been irrecoverable. The first scenario is construction services carried out in-house. Here, a self-supply will arise with output tax charged on open market value. The second scenario is where we have cars purchased for 100% business use, which are subsequently put to private use. Let us assume a car dealer buys a brand new car which he intends to sell to the public. If he were to take the car off the forecourt and use it for private purposes, there would be a self-supply. Output tax would be due on the car. So let us just remind ourselves again how output tax is accountable on self-supplies. Where we are looking at in-house construction services, output tax is charged on the open market value. In respect of the car bought for business use, but used privately, there is output tax on the cost of that car. I want to have a look next at how we account for the deemed supplies or self-supplies. We are going to start off by taking a business that makes a deemed or a self-supply. It will have to account for output tax on the supply, so there will be output tax to put in box 1 of the VAT return, as well as an amount to pay over to customs on the VAT return. This self-supply or deemed supply counts towards the registration limit when looking at whether a business should register for VAT or not. In addition to accounting for output tax, input tax has to be accounted for. Now, this input tax can only be recovered to the extent that the item is to be used for making taxable supplies. All the other deemed and self-supply rules apply to all businesses, whether taxable or exempt. I now want to have a look at some of the deemed and self-supplies in a little bit more detail. I am going to start off with a gift of goods. Input tax is clawed back on goods that are basically gifted for private use by making an output tax charge on the replacement cost of such goods. The legislation says that output tax should be charged where goods forming part of the assets of a business are transferred or disposed of by or under the directions of the person carrying on the business, so as no longer to form part of those assets, whether or not for a consideration. The motive for making the gift is actually irrelevant. An output tax charge applies to a promotional gift or a gift to an employee in exactly the same way as it would do for goods taken by the proprietor for his own use. Having said that, two types of gift are exempt from this legislation. The first exemption is where there is a gift of goods made in the course of furtherance of the business where the cost to the donor is not more than £50. They are genuinely looking at one-off gifts, and the cost to the donor could also include the cost of producing the goods as well, if they are produced internally. No output tax will be due on a series of gifts provided the total cost of gifts made to the same person does not exceed £50 in any 12-month period. If the £50 is exceeded, VAT will be due on all the gifts made, and those gifts are then disregarded for the purpose of any future application of the rules. The other situation, where the rules do not apply, is where there is a gift to any person of a sample of any goods. Again, there is a bit of legislation in here to say that this applies only to the first gift, where a succession of identical samples are given to the same person. There is no monetary value on these sample gifts either. So to summarise, if we made a gift of goods which cost £50 or less, then we need to look and see what the motive for the gift was. If the motive was a business purpose, then the gift is ignored and does not trigger an output tax charge. And, by the same token, any input tax reclaimed by the business is allowed. If the gift of goods costs over £50, then input tax will effectively be clawed back as an output tax charge unless we are looking at the gift of a business sample. What if, instead of giving someone an asset for their private use, the asset was just made available for them to use privately, but the ownership remained with the VAT-registered business? The rules on gifts of goods do not apply where an asset is only made available for private use, without charge, but remains part of the assets of the business. A special legislation exists for a case where a business asset is used privately and there is an output tax charge in every VAT quarter in which private use takes place. The output tax charge is to reflect the cost of providing that asset for private use. Thus, the Lenard's rule allows purchases of goods which are to be used both for business and private or non-business purposes to recover the VAT in full on the purchase of the item and then charge output tax on the market value of the non-business and private use as it arises. Traders buying a dual-purpose building from new will obtain full VAT recovery, and subsequent use of the asset over a period of years will produce only a small amount of output tax in relation to the purchase. The building may also be sold as exempt, and the original over-recovery never be fully clawed back. This Lenard's rule has been updated from the 22nd of January 2010 to ensure that input tax can be reclaimed only on goods where there will be part business and part private use. Where there will be non-business use, input tax must be disallowed on the part of the cost that relates to the non-business use at the time the goods are purchased. This rule does not apply if input tax recovery did not occur on the acquisition of the goods. If a car is provided for the private use of an employee, no supply actually arises whether or not an actual payment is made by the employee for the private use. This seems a very odd rule, but this rule has come about because some or all of the input tax on the car has been blocked in the employer's hands. However, do take care with fuel, which we are going to look at later in the lecture. If a mobile phone is provided, there are some very complex rules that go with this, which are outlined in Business Brief 1499. Effectively, a business can deduct all the input tax on the initial provision of the mobile phone, providing the payments contain no element for calls which might be used for private purposes, and obviously as long as there is some business use. If the business prohibits private use of the phone, then all the input tax will be deductible. If a business charges employees for private calls made, then again all input tax is deductible, but the business must account for output tax on the charges. If a business allows employees to make private calls without charge, then the business has got to apportion the input tax on the call charges and only claim the business portion. Let us have a look at an example. ABC Limited own a horse used for business purposes 40 days per quarter and for private purposes by the company employees 30 days per quarter. Costs associated with the keeping of the horse are stable fees per annum, £5,000, vets bills, livery fees, etc., per annum, £1,000, use of trekking facilities in the quarter, for business days it is £400, and for private days it is £300. Now what we are going to have to do is work out the private cost of keeping the horse. That will be our deemed supply for one quarter. So the stable fees are £5,000 for the year, so divide by four to get the quarter. and then 30 out of 70 days' use is private use. 30/70 is £536, and so this is the stable fees that could be apportioned to private use. We do a similar calculation with the vet's fees, and then we add on the cost of trekking fees for private days' use only. That gives us a £943 cost of private use, and that is our deemed supply. So 17.5% VAT gives us £165 of VAT to account for on this deemed supply.